Radharani and all the Braja Gopis arrived on the bank of the Yamuna one evening. It was sunset. Was it sunset and they arrived on the banks of the Yamuna and the Gopis were carrying many pots of yogurt and butter on their heads. And they wanted to cross the Yamuna, but there was only one old, dilapidated, rickety, beat-up, worn-out boat. But there was one very fresh-looking and young boatman. And he had a peacock feather on his head. But they didn't know it was Krishna. So as usual in India, whenever you're traveling somewhere, there was a big argument about the price. So the gopis argued with the boatman over the price for taking the boat across the river. They finally agreed. The boatman said, "I will accept a payment of yogurt and butter." So the Braja Gopis sat in the boat. And the boatman, he rowed across for a short way, then he stopped. And he said, "Oh, I've been working so hard all day, and I'm very, very hungry. I'm very, very tired. So maybe you can give me some more to eat." So then the gopis started feeding him. And lo and behold, the boatman, he emptied all the pots, all the clay pots that the gopis had full of yogurt and butter. He finished them all. It was unbelievable. He ate more than 100 men could eat. Then he said, "Okay, now, bod bariya, pet bolo nande, bajarado govinde. My stomach is really full. But now, you know, my arms are, they're tired. You know, I'm just a young boy, and my father has me out here working so hard with this boat, and my arms are very tired. Listen, can you two gopis, can you massage my arms? And can you two gopis massage my legs?" No. And then Radharani, you know, she's witnessing this, and she says, "Hare, listen, boatman, we're going to take your two arms and your two legs, and we're going to pick you up. And we're going to say, 1, 2, 3. We're going to throw you in a Yamuna if you don't stop your pranks and start rowing the boat and taking us across the other side." Needless to say, the boatman started pulling the boat. So he started, but then the water started coming in the boat, as usual, because the passengers were too heavy. So then Krishna said, "Your yogurt pots are too heavy, you have to throw them in the water." But again the boat was starting to sink. Then again the boatman told them to throw their heavy jewelry overboard. Still the boat appeared to be sinking. Then Krishna said, "Listen, you gopis are wearing these very fancy clothes. They're all embroidered with gold jari threads and so many mirrors and little jewels. Very heavy, heavy clothes. Your saris and dresses are very heavy. You have to throw them in the Yamuna, otherwise this boat's going to sink. It's a matter of life or death. If you keep your clothes on, I'll die. If you take your clothes off, I'll live. It's a matter of Krishna's life or death." So he's telling the gopis, "Your heavy clothes, you ever see like a wedding dress, an Indian wedding dress? It weighs about 20 kilos. It's heavy. It's all this junk, whatever, you know, this stuff. It has all this gold thread, gold jari thread. It literally weighs like, you know, 10 kilos. The dress." They put it on. So that weighs a lot. If your one dress weighs 10 kilos, And the gopi weighs 40 kilos. And there's 20 gopis on your boat. That's 200 extra kilos with their dresses. So Krishna's a practical boatman. He said, listen, I'm only being practical. I don't have any ulterior motive. You know what ulterior motive? I don't have any. I'm not harboring any funny feelings. Don't get me wrong. Just because I tell you to take off your clothes, I mean, don't get me wrong. You can trust me. Yeah, right. My mother warned me that don't trust black men. Watch out for black men. And you're black. You're Shyam Sundar. Gonna Shyam Radhe Radhe. Gonna Shyam Radhe Radhe. Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Radhe 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 Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Be Raje, Gana Shyam, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Nikunja Mevi Raje, Gana Shyam Radhe Radhe. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. All right. Nikunja me viraje, Jai Radha Madhava. Nikunja me viraje, Nikunja me viraje. Viraje means enter, please come into. Swagatam Krishnam. Krishna, welcome. We've made this beautiful Keli Kunj for you on the banks of the Yamuna, amidst this beautiful grove of densely foliated dark green trees. And buried and hidden within the branches of these green trees are these most beautiful cuckoos and parrots singing ever so invitingly and ever so enchantingly. And in the middle of that beautiful grove of dark trees, there's a very confidential and private arrangement called Nikunj. Some bushes on four sides and trees in four corners, and each tree is connected by a row of bushes and then vines around the trees and hanging over a very beautiful natural cottage made of leaves and brambles and shrubs and overhanging trees to form a natural canopy. This is called Nikunj. So the gopis and mandris have made such a nice Nikunj for Radha and Krishna's bilas, pleasure pastimes. And then they're inviting, oh Ghanasham, oh Radharani, Radhe Radhe, Ghanasham, Aao, Jaldi Aao, please come inside, viraje, Nikunja me viraje, me means into, please come into the Nikunj and relax on this beautiful flower bed that we've made. And pass your night away together. So this is the song we're singing, this Nikunja me viraje. It's a small song. So the boat person, Krishna told the gopis, you have to throw away all your heavy clothing, throw it overboard, otherwise the boat will sink and your lives will be lost. Alright, that's what you think. The gopi said, we will throw the boatman overboard to solve the excess weight and row the boat ourselves. Still, he did. Oh, Radharani said, if the boatman doesn't comply with our wish and start rowing this boat, then we will throw the boatman himself in the water and row the boat ourselves. So then Krishna said, there's one of me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, there's 15 of these gopis and one of me. Okay, all right, I row the boat. And then after a short distance of rowing the boat, some ominous clouds, very dark, rain-filled clouds, collected overhead, and the wind was howling, and the waves were rising and rocking the boat, as usual. And Radharani was very frightened. Because the boat was rocking so much, she was afraid that she would fall overboard. And out of fear from falling in the Jamuna, she just suddenly, without even thinking, she embraced the boatman. Then she realized upon embracing the boatman that, well, what do you know? This boatman is actually Brajendra Nanda and Sri Krishna. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. Yeah. Then the Sakis were most startled and alarmed, observing Radharani. What is she doing? She's so tightly embracing this puny, worthless boatman. What's going on? This is the most extraordinary. She's a queen. She's a princess. Vrindavaneshwari. She's embracing this knucklehead laborer, boatman. They couldn't. What is going on? And then, when Radharani was embracing Shyam, she noticed behind him, when Radharani was embracing Krishna, then she looked over his shoulder and she looked down, which the gopis hadn't seen. She looked behind Krishna's back and tucked inside his red and brown checkered gumsha. So when Radharani saw that flute, and the gopis were saying, what are you doing, Radhe? Kya kare? What are you doing? And then she reached around and she held Krishna even tighter. Gopis, this lady's correct. See what fear will do to you? When you're afraid of death, you'll do any crazy thing. Throw off all your clothes and embrace a birdman. So then Radharani reached behind Krishna and she pulled out from behind his gumshoe. Hey, Saki, guess who it is? Krishna Muralidhara ki. Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Toma Bina Dukahari. I am suffering so much duk, so much distress in your separation, O Vamshidhari. When will I hear your flute? When will I chant my Gayatri mantra? Kling. Krishnaya Govindaya. When I chant the Kam Gayatri, when will I hear your beautiful flute entering to my ears and dancing in the courtyard of my heart and creating so many magical visions there and so many beautiful pictures and pastimes? And you'll stand in my heart and look at me so beautifully and say, come, join me. Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? Kling Krishnaya Govindaya. Vamshidhari Krishna Murari Toma Bina Dukahari. This is from Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Gopi Premamrit, one small book he wrote with some very beautiful, sweet pastimes about Radha and Krishna. Once Krishna was plying his boat along the Yamuna. Plying his boat means he was moving along Yamuna, pushing his boat, plying his boat along the Yamuna. Suddenly, he saw, standing on the banks of the Yamuna, he saw Radharani waiting on the bank, just waiting there, with a look of yearning in her eyes. When Krishna saw Radharani's moon-like face, Chandramukhi, he got down from his boat. He pulled his boat over to the side of the Yamuna, and he got down and he started throwing sand in jest. Jest means he was joking. It was just kind of playful, just tossing sand like this. And Radharani said, hey, Murari, well, this is no time to play in the sand. Why don't you step back in your boat and take care of your boat? Don't you see the sun is about to set? Everyone's returning to the village. And if you're out here after dark, you know Vrindavan is full of thieves and rogues. Thieves and rogues will start moving here and there after dark. Krishna smiled. The Yamuna waves, the Yamuna is becoming very turbulent. A fierce wind is beginning to blow. Clouds are rumbling overhead. And Radharani says, yes, yes, let's get in your boat. Hurry across before a storm breaks out over the Yamuna. Then Krishna says, listen, Priyaji, why don't we go into town? Why don't we go into Vrindavan and knock on the door of some grihasthas and tell them that the Yamuna is too many violent waves and ask them if we can spend the night in their house before we cross tomorrow morning? I think that is a good idea. Interesting proposal. Radharani said, I can't do that! And at that moment, a big lightning bolt dashed into the Yamuna. And then Radharani was getting very frightened and feeling very desperate. So So then Radharani's feeling desperate to cross the river before the sunset. So she immediately took off her pearl necklace. She says, look, take this pearl necklace as payment for your boat and ferry me across right now, quickly. Oh. I think Krishna said this boat is very old. And these gale winds, very fast winds, gale winds are blowing. I still think we should go into town and stay overnight with some grihastha. Then tomorrow I'll take you across. Marari, don't you know that is a huge offense for a chaste wife to stay in the home of another man at night? Oh, Radhe. Look at these high waves in the Jamuna. Actually, my boat is very old. Cannot carry the heavy weight, carry the milk pots. Then Radharani says, okay. If my milk pots are too heavy, then I will throw them in the water. Just get me across the river, Yamuna, right now. Krishna helped Radharani into the boat. And he started rowing a short distance. And wouldn't you know it, the boat started rocking. The boat started rocking heavily, heavily rocking. It was about to capsize, which means turn over. Radharani was very frightened. Quickly, quickly, cross the Yamuna! Quick, quick, quick! This boat is very unstable, and so is the boatman. Unstable means you're like, well. You know, when your brain is a little cracked. When your brain's cracked, you're called unstable. You're like, hey. So Radharani's saying, your boat is unstable, it's rickety, it's old, and you're also unstable. The boatman is also unstable. You've taken on the qualities of your boat. Listen, Shyam Sundar. If this boat sinks, it will be very unfortunate for you and me. Because both of us will lose our lives and will lose the treasure of our youth. We'll go to waste. Then Krishna says, that's not going to be my fault. It's your fault. So now Krishna is blaming Radharani for this terrible storm and blaming Radharani for this sinking of the boat. He said it's her fault, not his old boat and not his unreliable mind. Radharani is very embarrassed by Krishna's statement. Listen, Priyatam, now is no time for silly jokes. Stop laughing, it's not funny. The wind is touching your milk pots and becoming so furious it's about to send our boat to the bottom. It's not funny. This is no time for joking. Can't you be serious? We're about to die. Now you're joking at this time? At a time like this, you're supposed to be saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, Hare Krishna. And you're just making fun of my milk pots. Oh, Radharani's saying, look, the boat is filling with water. Your behavior does not match the circumstances. That's for sure. My hands are tired. My hands are so tired. My arms are so tired from bailing out, from emptying the water from the boat. And you're just sitting there laughing. I promise you, Shyam Sundar, if I survive this calamity, I will never set my foot in your boat again. Oh, lovely girl. I warned you. This boat is very old, and the wind has become very strong by your association. What can a boatman do in a situation like this? Radharani replied, Murari, I know your boat is old, but listen, which means old enough. Listen, look, I will offer you the treasure of my body at your feet. Just get me to the other side and then fulfill your desires. Oh, yes, 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 Priyaji. Now I will try to navigate the boat. And still, the water is coming into the boat. Look. Krishna said, what to do? It's all in the hands of destiny, Radha. This is the will of God. This is simply the will of God. What can I do? I'm only a boatman. This is the will of God. There's this old boat. It's a big storm. There's this young boatman. And he only has this one passenger. Who's this young, beautiful girl. And she spoiled her choli. She already... must be the arrangement of God. Very interesting arrangement. What's going to happen now? Radharani starts thinking to herself quietly in her mind. Oh, it's so far to the other side of the Yamuna. There's violent winds coming from all directions at the same time. This is a very old boat. It's about to split in half. It's so old. And this boatman, holy, he is completely unreliable. Alas, what bad deeds have I done to deserve such a result as this? Oh, Bhagavan. The boatman is simply a cowherder. The sun is about to set, and I am a cultured, helpless young girl. Alas, why did I ever get into this boat? Then she spoke, Krishna, following your words, I hastily threw my milk pots and costly jewelry into the river Yamuna. And look, look at this. It was brand new. Now my blouse is ruined. But now what's the result of all this? The boat is about to sink. And you're just laughing, clapping your hands and jump dancing around. You think it's a big festival. All righty, all righty. All right. All right, all right, all right. I'll row the boat or pull the boat or whatever. Radharani's very impatient. Quickly, quickly! Take us to the other side. Radharani, stop shouting at me. You're giving me a headache. I'm getting anxiety. Oh, look. Look, you made me break... I broke the oar. Now what are we going to do? There's no oar to the boat. We're going to surely drown in Yamuna, Radharani. Oh, come on, use your hands as a paddle. Use your hands, go like this. Paddle, you know, paddle. Christian, what does Krishna do? And reply, come on, are you crazy? Listen, I have a plan. Here's my plan. If the boat sinks, and there's a good chance that it will sink very soon, I have a plan. When it starts to sink, I will simply hold on to your water pots And by holding on to your water pots, I will float to the other side of the Yamuna, to safety. What do you think of that? Not much. And Radharani, stop joking! It's now getting dark! We're stranded in the middle of this river! Don't play! This is no time to play around! Life and youth are both very precarious. They can be lost at any moment. Oh, Radharani, listen, please. Please. You have to start thinking, how do we get out of this predicament? It's a terrible problem we're facing. Radharani says, hey, you're the solution to the problem, not me. Krishna says, well, I require the payments of your youth. Kind of shout, just get this boat across the river, I'll pay you the price of my youth. Then suddenly, so now suddenly by Yoga Maya's arrangement, the wind stopped. No more storm. The clouds dissipated and the sun started shining brightly. The waves in the Yamuna stopped and became very peaceful and placid. And Krishna said, oh look, Radharani, look, just see, we've almost reached the other side of the Yamuna, and the sun is illuminating that beautiful Kunj, beautiful bower of trees, beautiful Kunj. Listen, do you hear the buzzing of the bees and the singing of the birds? Then Radharani, feeling greatly relieved, as if her life had just returned, she said, just bring, Krishna, bring the boat quickly to that sandy bank. Then Krishna and Radharani crossed the river, entered that beautiful grove of trees and that kunja. And they enjoyed various pastimes of conjugal delight.